Though all this is understandable, it is also troubling. Tapping away at a laptop and smartphone from the discomfort of a sick person's bedroom is not as dangerous as driving a forklift. It nevertheless carries risks, both for the ill-disposed individual and their employer. And it isn't just COVID whose common symptoms include brain fog. Any bug brings fatigue. Being even mildly sick can impair brain function as much as high altitude, whose effect can feel like a bad hangover. It is difficult to exercise proper judgment if one cannot focus on the task at hand. It is why people with lower oxygen concentration sometimes remove protective clothes atop Mount Everest. Some freeze to death. Firing off emails while feeling dizzy and depleted will put the body under further stress and also risk being incoherent. Soldiering on may make the employee both sicker and less productive for longer. Digital presenteeism, for that is what such persisting amounts to, is in no one's interest. Resisting it is therefore important. You don't need to have a blood transfusion or liver transplant to feel that you have earned a bit of time off. Sleeping soundly can restore body and spirit. Staring at the ceiling gives you time to take stock of your harried life. Do not worry about being judged to be shirking. True laziness cannot be disguised. If someone is malingering, chances are that their bosses already know. In the world of flexible working, managers can lead by example, taking the occasional day off when suffering from a cold. Why not use it as an opportunity to delegate tasks? This tends to build trust in a team and helps appraise subordinates' strengths and weaknesses. The dust will eventually settle on work habits in the hybrid era. When it comes to illness, they will hopefully settle somewhere close to where they were in pre-COVID days. Being sick is part of the human condition. It is not going away, nor should sick days. Bartleby remembers lying on the sofa recovering from a stomach bug in New York 17 years ago, undisturbed by colleagues and untroubled by thoughts of work. The next time she is ailing, she will not be on Slack. Instead, she will listen to her managers and sign off.